Good morning, everyone. This is today's Dharma Espresso on creating a bridge from practicing to cultivating. For the last 3 days, we've talked about the abode for the initial resolve, abode for preparing the ground, and abode for practice action. These practices are called transcending worldliness and engaging with the world, meaning we do self-practice while cultivating being nice and helpful to others around us. Thus, practicing and cultivating are two connected aspects, but connecting these two aspects is a big issue for cultivators. When you practice joined palms, you have to visualize the seed syllable ga and recite the mantra.
Shri Shri Om Bonamaralinghali Om Visala Visala Hum Bancha.
If you just recite like this and visualize the syllable, perhaps it'll take a long time before you can see any changes in your interaction with others. You might find the serenity, but when people say things, you may get upset. You should remember the names and faces of those who upset you and send them flowers when you practice joined palms. Together with the flowers, send them words of endearment. These can be apologies, soothing words, or appeal to them to say kinder words. Any words that help them open their hearts will work. Sometimes you don't need to think about what you would say. Simply think that you offer them those flowers with a smile, and in your visualization, you can see clearly that you approach them with flowers and a smile. As simple as that. We don't need to visualize how they look. That is called a bridge. I've taught how to build this bridge many years ago. We do that every time we practice joined palms. There were a few times we affirmed that by visualizing and sending flowers like that to the person who had upset us, we could see the wonder. Why? Because we'll not get upset easily. We no longer scold or show our discomfort with that person. Sometimes we even feel that person starts to accept us and send us endearing words. Therefore, creating a bridge between practicing and cultivating is a very important step in our cultivation, because we bring the goodness in our cultivation to life, to the muddiness of life. You should practice the jewel bowl every day. Let the jewel bowl absorb all your internal conflicts. Similar to a bowl into which you put rice and everything, mix them up and eat them up, you accept all contradictions. So, when you cultivate, you hold the jewel bowl and think how you can accept all contradictions and find resolutions. That is for yourself. At the same time, you say, I have to open my heart. If I can't tolerate even one sentence from someone, it's because my heart, my jewel bowl, is too narrow. Now I have to open wide my jewel bowl. While meditating and cultivating the jewel bowl, if you see anybody who says sarcastic things to you, you hold the bowl and visualize that it opens up and draws in all the bad things that person said. Those things belong to the past, and the jewel bowl, as well as our heart, are too big to mind. What mantra do we recite?
Hulu hulu sili om chili chili wazila hum bancha.
While meditating, you put in the bowl whatever comes to your mind to transform them. When you end the meditation and interact with others, you'll see that people will listen to you. Your heart has been open large enough to resolve all problems. What is important is how you can create the bridge. Why do we usually get stuck while practicing? It's because we don't know how to create the bridge from practicing to cultivating. It means that when we practice, we can sit for hours, but when we cultivate, we get mad when people just say one sentence. We can't stand even one criticism or comment. The reality is that we don't know how to transform it right in our own heart. The jewel vase is quite unusual. When you practice the jewel vase, you transform all blind spots that lie deep in your heart. Therefore, When you go into seclusion and practice the jewel vase, you'll see things that are hard to tolerate, things that triggered you easily in the past. Now, while meditating, if you suddenly remember those things or mistakes that you made, you need to immediately think that they all go inside the jewel vase. The jewel vase will transform everything inside, like water poured into the jewel vase will become sweet dew. You should remember that the jewel vase is the life-saving tool for high-level meditation practitioners and retreaters, because when you are in solitary retreat, you think of millions of terrible things. You cannot stop them. They all emerge from previous lives and stay in your head. What should you do? Draw them into the jewel vase, and they will disappear naturally. When you end the meditation, take a walk in the garden, and you'll feel lightened. One person who did not know about the jewel vase dharma was meditating when he recalled how he had treated his mother badly when he was young. When his mother asked him to do the laundry, he not only refused to do it, but he also scolded his mother badly. He showed no sympathy when his sad mother cried and even said disrespectful things to her. He was totally against his mother. Several decades later, he had a lot of difficulties when he practiced cultivating. When he meditated, the image of him scolding his mother always came to his mind. He wanted to repent, but no matter what he did, he could not erase that image. His brain was in a knot, and the pain stayed in his heart. Since he was triggered like that, when the meditation was over, he would feel, "Oh, I have lived in conflict. I was such an impertinent son. How can I practice cultivation?" Thus, he left the retreat and returned to his worldly life, doing a variety of things to try to forget the past. His practice during the retreat was disrupted. If only he knew the expedient means to practice successfully. Therefore, the jewel vase is what would save us. It's wonderful and has the ability to gather and transform all internal conflicts, old schema, and mistakes that were buried deep in our subconscious. We should remember the difference between the jewel bowl and the jewel vase. The jewel vase can transform deep and dark things that we can't recognize, but they emerge as images. The jewel bowl holds habits, things that we can see and find. Generally, the jewel bowl and jewel vase are interchangeable to transform things in our heart. The jewel bowl can transform illnesses, things that we face in life, or our internal conflicts. The jewel vase can transform deep and long habits, like the story I just mentioned, or our deep and unresolved guilt feelings that have become a haunting memory which keeps coming back in our mind. The jewel vase will transform them gently. If that man had known how to practice the jewel vase, he could have stayed to finish his retreat instead of running away from it. There are some very mysterious things in life. Remember that the Dharma strength is unimaginable. Karma strength is inconceivable, but Dharma strength is also inconceivable. Sometimes we forget that and keep running away from our karmic hindrances instead of believing in the Dharma to save ourselves. Thank you for listening. I wish you a beautiful and calm day.